Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a cat very well established in the world of jazz and revered for his genius on the vibraphone, that was Baltimore's strong native Warren Wolf with the tune Kind of Two Fives off his latest 2016 CD called Convergence. Since he was 3 years old, Warren has trained on the vibraphone and drums and the piano. Under the guidance of his father, Warren Wolf Sr., he got a very deep background in all genres of music along the way, and it's his history in classical music, studying the masters like Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart, and more, that he got a solid backbone that would never go away. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Warren elaborated on just that.
For me, it's always about making pretty melodies. So if you listen to a lot of classical music, you realize that Bach and Beethoven, Antonio Vivaldi, a lot of those guys, they were writing these melodies that actually had jazz harmony. I'm sure they weren't thinking about that stuff back then, but it had jazz harmony in there. And it's always based on, like, pretty melodies and things like that. So I try to transfer some of that stuff over to when I'm composing. I'm going to have pretty melodies that the audience will remember.
He has had a long history of education in music, including 8 years at the Peabody Preparatory studying classical music and at the Berklee College of Music. He studied with Caribbean jazz vibraphonist Dave Samuels. From there, he became an active performer around the Boston area, gigging all over and co-leading a quintet with Boston-based trumpeter Jason Palmer at the historic jazz club Wally's Cafe. He would later become an instructor in the percussion department at Berklee and has since released a trove of great albums and played with the best in the world. With the likes of Wynton Marsalis and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, Jeremy Pell, Cyrus Chestnut, Lewis Nash, Wycliffe Gordon, Robert Glasper, and so many others. In fact, he swung through Kansas City on March 4, 2017 to play with Cyrus Chestnut at the Folly Theater, and he had some good words about this jazz town of ours.
Every time I've been there, it's just been great. Like, from the Folly Theater to the American Jazz Room, I played there with Bobby Watson. It's just been really warm. Every time I've been there, it's just been super cool. Nothing but a warm reception. It's just been awesome.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves to host the national acts like Warren Wolf, but always keeps it brewing just right with local cats like Chris Hazleton and the great Lynn Zimmer. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready for another hour of some fine, fine music. Speaking of that local KC scene, before we head into Warren Wolf again with the 2011 tune Senor Mouse, let's have a listen to Mark Lowry on the piano at the Great Majestic Steakhouse with a Radiohead cover. They have jazz roots, those Radiohead guys, and they will carry on as we carry on with Mark around here on the show. Thank you.
This is vibraphonist, pianist, drummer Warren Wolf, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz trumpet man Lewis Smith with his trusty quintet with the 1979 tune Prancin'. When he was at the University of Michigan, he played with visiting cats like Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, Thad Jones, and the great Billy Mitchell. That would open the door to gigs with everyone in the jazz world, and he had quite a long career in the jazz arts. He made it to the age of 85 and left us in 2016. From jazz guitarist Steve Kahn, we bring you the song Crisscross off his newest 2017 CD, Backlog, next on the program. Thank you.
This is Johanna Slampa from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMille.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
That was Swedish-born, Canadian-bred jazz vocalist Johanna Slampa with the 2017 tune Blue Skies from the CD From This Side. And this album is a long time coming from a singer that has been dubbed smart, soulful, and with vocals that are expertly clear, gently raw, and intensely bold. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what she had to say about her latest album.
This is my fourth solo album, so they've always been a crossover, like I said, you know, jazz meets R&B, jazz meets soul. And so hence the bigger productions, background vocals, bigger bands. And so for this record, I just wanted to do something that sounded like I did live. Like I could go out, I can go out with a me and a me plus three, a quartet, or I can go out as a quintet and get the job done.
She and her ensemble have played everywhere, from the intimate jazz joints across North America and Europe, all the way to performing in front of 60,000 plus crowds at the Montreal Jazz Festival. She has received the 2007 and 2012 nominations for the Western Canadian Music Awards, and she is here to stay. From someone Johannes said could do no wrong, this is the great vocalist and composer Kurt Elling teamed up with jazz organist and pianist Gary Versace with the 2015 tune After the Door off the CD Passion World, next on this duo, trio, and nonet-drenched hour of Neon Jazz.
Up tonight, now that I am free, colors flood my eyes, and I can see home is just one scene in a giant play, in a book, only one page. The songs I already know, lovely as they are, should grow into something more. There's a I already know, as lovely as they are, now grow into something more. There's a world of love and music after the door.
Hey, jazz lovers, this is Victor and Penny.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz.
What? the dance. Sat down by the wall, invited to dance by no one at all. The couple danced by, so charming and gay, but nobody once looked over my way. So awfully sad, dissatisfied, and hurt so bad I almost cried. Imagine my frustration with no invitation to dance. Head high, standing tall. Who else could I be? But Belle of the wall, of the ball, who likes what they see? And then in my ear, someone said to me, "Whoa, you can't see." They couldn't care less. They're not impressed. As you might guess, you're in excess. Imagine my frustration with no invitation to dance.
That was another performer that got into the early mind of Johanna. That was the Queen of Jazz. Ella Fitzgerald sings with Duke Ellington's songbook circa 1957 with the song Imagine My Frustration. This was the first time that Ella had recorded with Ellington, and this album just so happened to provide her with the most opportunities to exhibit her skill at scat singing, and she was an expert at it. This was only the beginning of things for Ella and Duke. They would spend the 60s getting together and making that sweet music jazz magic. From the golden fingers of jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg, this is the 2011 tune Fantasy in D off his CD Turning Point, as we keep connecting the points on this hour of Neon Jazz, kids.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Ben Goldberg from Berkeley, California, and presently residing in Brooklyn, New York. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dumino. Keep on listening.
That was alto saxophonist and flute legend Bud Shank with his quintet with the tune Casa de Luz. So Bud was a big shot in the early 50s, and he played lead alto and flute in Stan Kenton's Innovations in the Modern Music Orchestra. He would go on to spend the 60s as a first-call studio musician in Hollywood, and in the 70s and 80s, you could catch him performing regularly with the LA Four. With the famous alto break, and we need it around here, from the most famous cat in jazz, Kansas City's Charlie Byrd. Here he is with his septet circa the 1940s as we start to dial down this hour of jazz. Again, that was Byrd with his famous alto break. And we take the lead to finalize this hour of jazz with a brand new group, the Philadelphia-based six-piece band Ensemble Novo with their Brazilian flair. This is the tune Vento Bravo off their newest 2017 album, Look to the Sky. And so with that, thanks, jazz lovers, for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend and show engineer with the Midwestern flair and worldly taste, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Man in the mic.
Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.